some of the utensils to eat with.
Eat with it, knife, fork, spoon. If some folks call it silverware, but I call it what it is. Yeah. A spoon, a fork, or a knife. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have, you know, sets of utensils, like specifically to cut steak, you'd have a set of...
steak knife. Mm-hmm. And steel forks. Mm-hmm.
After you get through eating, what does your wife do to the dishes to get them clean?
Well, that's what I call them, wash.
Just wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm. And after she gets through washing them, she has to...
dry them.
And before she does that, when she lets
she
her...
she rinses them.
Mm-hmm. What does she use it to... what do you call that cloth or rag that you use to wash the
drying... wet dish rag.
Dish rag?
To wash them in the drying cloth.
Drying cloth to dry?
Mm-hmm.
What about the little cloth that you might... little square cloth that you'd use to bathe your face? What do you call that?
Wash rag.
Wash rag. What about after you bathe the bigger one that you dry off with?
Towel.
What do you call the thing there at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
A faucet, I call it.
What if it was the thing out in the yard that water comes out of? What would you call that?
Well, I've heard them called spigots.
You ever heard it called a hydrant?
Yeah.
What about, you know, you've seen road crews working on the roads. They'd have these portable containers of water. And there'd be a little thing right at the bottom of that thing that you could push or turn and the water would come out. What would you call that?
I call it a faucet.
You call that a faucet? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you got up in the morning and you went to the sink and you turned the water on but nothing came out, you might say, well, my goodness, it must have gotten so cold last night that the pipes...
would freeze.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call them if they not only froze, but they broke open, you say the pipes had...
I busted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were buying a lot of flour at one time, you probably bought it in a what? What did it come in?
Well, when I come along to start with, it come in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in sacks. Mm-hmm. 48 pound, and then 24, and then it went from that to 25 and 50 pound.
Mm-hmm. What would a lot of molasses come in?
They come in a barrel.
Barrel of molasses.
That's what we used to put when we made syrup. We'd put it in barrels.
What about lard? A lot of lard.
I have seen that in barrels, but they call it canned mostly.
Have you ever heard the word stand?
Stand.
Used for a large lard can?
I don't believe I have. We always call them...
just lard can? Or
large can.
Barrel, something like that. If you had some molasses and you wanted to pour it into a jug that had a small mouth and you didn't want to spill any of the molasses, what would you use to...
take a foam.
Use to pour that in there. When you were maybe driving your wagon or your buggy, what would you use to make your horses go faster?
Well, you could add a whoop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Buggy whoop, or they called it a buggy whoop. If it was driving a buggy, they had used to have it, and then they had a I used to drive cattle myself. I mean, a yoke of steers. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it was a whoop you could pop.
Mm-hmm.
But the buggy whoop was just like a switch lack.
Yeah.
Only it was keener.
Yeah.
And the whoop that you drove mules with out in the log in the cattle, it was you could take it in. I can't think what to call it. But it was limber and had you could put a crack on it and pop
yeah.
it.